We are learning Chalai and Aleph. We're up to Oisei. Okay. The question is, what are the qualifications for being a Mashgiach? For being trusted on Kashrus? Person has to be religious to be trusted for, on Kashrus. The question is, what degree of observance is such? Let's say someone talks during davening, that's probably for sure not Neman. But let's say something less chomer, like eating treifus or something like that. And what's it then? So let's see. Hey, b'medavar ha'mamurim b'davar shu choshed olav. A person is not trusted for that thing about which he's choshed. Avon lo choshed b'davar echad. If he's choshed on one aveir, eating treifus is not trusted for treifus. That's a good example. But let's say he wears shatnez or some other nice aveira. Except for two things that are considered global aveiros, that's avodah zarah or chil shabbos befehesia. A reitzach is fine. A reitzach that wouldn't eat treif. It's hard to kill. That I can understand. We don't say that. We say mumma chal shabbos and mumma chal tarku. The mumma one thing is not a mumma for Shabbos. Yeah, you're right. The mumma for one thing is not a mumma chal tarku. It doesn't say that. It says mumma chal shabbos. It says mumma chal tarku. But we have a rule that a mumma for one is not. He has a taiva for that one thing. So some people have a weakness for something. So that's taka true. That's a mumla chalatayr. But otherwise, someone is a mumra for one aveira, nemam b'davar acher, he's believed. V'afil liknais mimenu. L'koshkin lechalim ha'mishalai. To eat in his house, even to buy from him. B'me d'var ha'mamuram, sh'b'davar shachashar alav nemam dafka b'shalai. So to that degree, he's trusted on something that's his. Ava b'shalacherim, nemam afilu o'isi davar shachashar bay. Let's say he's chashed to eat treifus, but that doesn't mean, if he's otherwise from, that doesn't mean that he's gonna help someone else eat treifus. The kaimalan, a chashed al dav, a nemer al shal chavei, right? Ve'en a nemer al shal atzmei. We have a rule, ein odom chayte v'loy loy. It's an expression. A person sins when he has a benefit from it. A person, he has a taiva to sin, he'll sin when he has a benefit, but not for other people. So therefore, he's not neman on himself, but he could be believed on somebody else. V'dafka chashir, avil muad lakach ein neman afilo shal acherim loisei davar. But a muad means he doesn't pay attention to it at all, does it all the time. So he's chashir shal acherim. So it gets a little complicated with all the avils. But basically, you're not Neman either the three Averis that Al Chal Tarakula, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Einim Amid Divrei Chazal, or if somebody's a Muad to something, that means he's not Gairisit at all, he doesn't hold of it at all. But somebody who struggles with an individual Avera is not necessarily a Choshet for other people in this Avera. Now, this is not such a practical matter because Lamaisa, if you want someone to be a Mashgiach, if he gets paid, he has financial incentive always to lie because he's an employee. This means he's Neman al Shal Chaveira in a case where he's saying something about it. He's saying, I saw this by Pliny's house. But if somebody gets paid to do it, so then again, there could be financial incentive for him to lie. He's an employee. He wants to keep his boss happy. So therefore, it shouldn't work. What? If we know he's a chashid for treifus, he's a chashid for that. So then, when he's chashid for himself, he's not chashid for others. That's what it said. So I'm saying is when the others are his employer, then it's always himself, right? We're saying that he's chashid on this thing for himself, and not for others. He's not going to end on chayt of alay lay. But if it's a benefit for him himself, then it's a different story. Well, ideally, the way it should work is that the Mashgiach gets paid even if he gets fired from that job. In other words, if he gets fired from that, he gets paid by the Hechsher, and the Hechsher will guarantee him a job even if he blows a whistle. If you don't do that, then it's a problem. Now, that doesn't work, obviously, if the mashgiach is the hechsher. If the rav gives the hechsher is the one who gets paid, so then, so I'm only saying if he's a chasher, if he's not a chasher, I'm not talking. He's not a chasher.
And what the rav said, that it's not practical. Even if the last avo wasn't there, I don't think anybody
would
use
mashgiach.
That is a
chashudim. Oh yeah, okay, all right. You're right. We don't look for chashudim. I meant what we're reading is not. Yeah, it's not parallel.
In cases where a mashgiach or the head had some problems, issues with. I'm just trying to think now.
There are always going to be individual cases without problems. It doesn't mean it's always a problem.
No, with nothing to do with kashrus. Had to do with. He was living with a
shiksa. So the halacha is, if he's a frum person who just happens to be living with a shiksa, then he's nevan. It's just not common. It's not common to have an otherwise frum person who lives with a shiksa. It has happened. It has happened. You know, Rabbi Fishel Schechter gives a popular daf yomi on the phone here. See, one day he comes to me in his shiva, all shaken up. He says he has someone who lives not in New York State, in a different state, who calls him all the time with questions. You know, he lives in a place, and he calls him all the time with questions. And the person called him, he said, be in New York, he's visiting him. So the fellow gave him a heads up, why is he visiting him? He says, you know, I became from. My wife is a Gaita, and I love her. We have kids. And so I made a separate kitchen. I have a kosher kitchen. She has not kosher kitchen. She's Bishalakum. And he's coming to talk to him about what to do. I mean, the guy's making a Sima Shas now, and he's Shem Shabbos, and he's stuck. You know, he's stuck. So what do you do? So he asked me, what do you do? I say, tell him he should run away from his wife. What are we going to tell him? Okay, not so bad, you know.
Rabbi Miller pointed out that Ezra wasn't like that.
Ezra.
When they came, they married Noshim Nachriyais. That's it. You left. You know, there was Magaya there. There was no Garris.
Yeah, yeah. You made them leave their wives. They were Magaya.
What's wrong? Yeah.
So what should I tell you? It's, you know, it can happen. As strange as it sounds, you married to a shiksa and they'd be otherwise from it. So, it can happen. Okay, anyway, like you said, we really wouldn't use these mashgichim anyway. Married to a shiksa, I doubt we would use them as a mashgich if we're aware of it. Okay. Going on to Vav. Mutalite mishaloi l'chashid, lechol devar ma'asurim. You're allowed to take your own kosher food and give it to a chashid. And again, we're talking about someone who's a chashid l'teyavain. He's otherwise a firm person. L'sakein u'levashaloi. He'll cook for him. V'lechashine shech l'fenu. And we're not chashish that he's going to switch it for tray for food. Ain't a chashid ala gezel. Because there's no reason to think he'll do it. In a place where, if I understand this correctly, he means that if he's going to mess up, what?
He's going to switch for your benefit.
He's going to switch for your benefit. No, see, he's going to...
That's the mother-in-law.
That's the mother-in-law case, the Gemara says. Where she cooked for him and it burnt, so she switched it for other things. That's the Gemara attack on Cholin. So Gemara says that if the person doing it is chashud, you give him food to prepare for you, so he's not chashud to switch it. But if the person is going to be embarrassed if it doesn't come out in a tasty way, so then well, he is chashud because it'll burn. I'll switch it for something else. And chashin shem yachlev
l'chem l'pa'am him. Many caterers, a lot of times they do it when they weren't organized and they're caught with stuff that they're not able to serve, so they do.
Disorganization is a problem in Hechsherim. Yeah. Someone who's staying at an inn where you give them the food, they prepare it. If he realizes he wants to keep him happy, either they're afraid you won't pay them, or because you want him to be happy with your services, then you have to be chayshish. This is a takana drabanan mikra din, roif pa'amim. It doesn't happen that these things happen. But this is a takana. Zayin ha-choshir al-issacham ha-choshir al-akal mimenu ba'inish. Elam kem chomer b'ina b'nei adam. So, there's a rule we mentioned the other day. If someone's choshir on a more lesser aveira, it doesn't become a choshir on a more stringent aveira. I mentioned someone who's chashit to sell not glatt kosher meat is now chashit to sell trefa meat. They're two different aveiras. However, it says, someone's chashit on a chomer dik aveira, certainly chashit on a less chomer dik aveira. Unless, elam ken chomer beinem ideyadam shenesharim ba yaisem mei bechomer. Unless it's somebody that's more careful. For example, I think chazer is, beinem ideyadam is a worse aveira than chaylev. They're not cleaning off the fats correctly. Even though chaylev is worse, it's karis and chazer is alav. But beinem ideyadam, eating chazer is terrible. It is. But it's not as chomer, so that's called Chomer b'nei b'nei Adam, and therefore it has a different level of chumra, and he's not chashud for it. So if he's chashud not to treba right, and you make sure you do it right, so he's not, doesn't become chashud on treba food. B'ches, mishul chashud b'david alay mashbo le'inishu aveira, lay mikri chashud. Okay, I think I mentioned to you this the other day, I think it was Radvaz that I mentioned, that says that's Gezel Akum is, people think, some people think it's mutter, some people think it's a mitzvah, right? That, Sir Advas says, even though Gezel Akum could be an Issa Deraisa, but since Be'ene B'nei Adam, it's not, it doesn't make him a Apostle Laidis for things that have nothing to do with that particular topic. So, he's not chashid from one to the other. But, so that's what he's saying here in Ches. Mishul chash b'david loy mashmul in shishu aveira. People don't see it as an aveira, loy mikri chash. Miula oisai davar ain't in them, unkim b'shvua. But for that thing, he's not believed in mominis with the shvua. We don't do shvua by Yisurim. Chin oisam anoshim shachshudim lishtai stam yeinam. People are chash, they're not careful with stam yein of a guy. Loy mi boyim amachas shasayvrim she'einoi Yisur. Klal, some people who told it's not an issa, they name them on him, a kapon alay sidavar. Umakoshka raisim shiyaydim shuasa, shay baishim lishtaisim neacherim. Those who know it's an aveira, and they're ashamed to do it in front of others, and can't name them on him alayayin. Koshka raisim anashim, how you do him, shabayalim aramoas, the next shudu alayayin. And certainly, what does he mean, anashim, how you do him? Shabayalim aramis, the known people that are mezana with gayim. So what's he saying? That it's funny to see the flow. He started, if it's not mashmas and avera to people, he's not called a chashid. Except for Isay Davar. He says, therefore what? So therefore, people are Bayal Aramis, and Nechshu the one Yayin. Therefore, it doesn't flow so well. Chesha Menashe, Yerachik Mehem. See, to us it's a joke that you take these people as mashkichim. You're talking about out of town places where it's very hard to get anybody. I was once Baruch Palm, somebody came, and he told him he's a mashkiach at such and such a caterer. And when they have a fear as much as Shabbos, it's a very big pressure to get it right. So the guy cooks on Shabbos.
What?
The guy cooks on Shabbos. So he asked Baruch Palm if he continued being a mashkiach, because if they get someone else, they'll do it anyway. That's what he said. You know, the Hesher doesn't really care. He's a mashkiach. And, they're gonna do it anyway. So can you continue being a mashkiach? He said, I don't understand your question.
How could you be a mashkiach of a place if they're cooking on Shabbos? I would say they're gonna bring somebody else in, and maybe even worse. That's not your priority.
That's
your
right.
Name is attached to it. All the responsibility.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, the Master Shabbos weddings don't exist anymore. Years ago, they made Master Shabbos weddings. In the Syrian community, they made a takana against it. There were two fatal accidents on Master Shabbos going to weddings in Deal. This doesn't go back that many years, probably 10, 15 years ago. They made a takana, no more Master Shabbos weddings. It's a mikshel. It's a big nesayin for a caterer.
When we say that something is not considered
the same in the eyes of people, which people? Yeah. 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 There are certain aveiros that they consider worse, and certain aveiros that they don't consider so bad. What should I tell you? But you have to take schar, right, to pay a worker on time. It's not everyone sees it as such a. It's such an important thing.
The old belief for Shiva, they used to give out shakas on certain items that were at best questionable. For their parents was, if you Google them up and you would know them, better you should not eat. You should not eat them. But better me than there should be no hashaka whatsoever.
I once went into a grocery store, and they had gum with the Rabbanut Hechsher. And I asked the owner, and it was near yeshiva, I asked the owner to please stop selling it. You know, the boys don't know the difference, their parents don't use it. So he was chassidish yid. He said, "Vamias is alz de zelba," he tells me. "It's not a hevish brand, vamias is alz de zelba." When he told me that, I don't trust him for anything, you know, the repackaged stuff, or, you know. I can't trust a guy like that. So. Okay, anyway, getting back to our big list of who's not trusted, what are we up to? Tess, Mishanai Vidavar Isser, Makasha Saivisha Dina Hu Hachi, Ay Makaya Chumra, Shemachmer Alatzmai. So here is a very tough question. Somebody is Naiga Chumra. Now he says, whether he holds the din is that way, or al tzchumra, mutalechol imachem shenayge beheter, he's allowed to eat with others who are mekel, devade lo yechilu dover shenayge beyisr. Vavad sheidim shenayge beyisr. It's a very tricky question. You have two people, who have a different custom as far as what they eat. One is more machra and one is more mekel. So, the assumption here is that they'll respect what you do. Now, if it doesn't threaten them, it is that way. If you have a Sephardi and Ashkenazi, so we're good with it. You know, I do this, you do that. Or Gebrocht. You know, everyone knows some people do Gebrocht, some people don't do Gebrocht. So Mele, there's an immodest. They'll tell you if it's Gebrocht. You don't eat Gebrocht, it's not a problem. All the things that are social things go well. Unfortunately, things that are perceived as being political don't really work that way. Things that are not... that are not so clear cut. Somebody uses this hechsher and someone else doesn't use this hechsher. So unfortunately, it doesn't have the same zahirus, the same respect. You know, I respect somebody, he's a Sfaradi, he doesn't eat this type of bishalakum, or he's makmid on gebrocht, you respect him. But he doesn't trust such and such a hechsher, so that, there's less respect for, and you have to know who you're dealing with. It's more of a problem.
Am I allowed to have a hechsher of somebody that I would not eat on?
Yes, because it depends. In other words, let's say you have a hechsher of someone, you wouldn't trust him. You wouldn't trust him because, let's say, he has a certain kula. But you don't do that kula. Just because you have his hechsher doesn't make a trade.
He doesn't trust him much. You don't use the triangle.
Right.
Are you at
you can do it. You can have it because... I don't use a triangle K because they don't come in and they don't go check. That's a mail order. But me, if I know my stuff is kosher, what's the difference? What shtepel I put on it? If I know it's kosher, it's fine. I can't sell something treif and say, well, this hechsher allows it.
Can he use products that are below his standard?
No, that's not what he asked. He asked something else. That's what you're asking, using stuff below your standard. Depends. You know what? There is a shach in Kufyat Tes. There's a shach that Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes all the time. The shach makes a difference. He says, let's say you get married. You have a chumra. Does your wife have to keep your chumra? If you have a meeting of mishpacha, so she comes in the mishpacha. Unless you have your own chumra, you don't trust this hechsher or that hechsher. So the shach makes a chiluk. He says, it depends why you are machmir. If you're machmir because you think, you learned the sugya, and you think the mekilim are making a mistake. They're relying on something that's a mistake. So then, your wife is bound by it, and you can't feed it to anybody. If you think it's a toss, you know the Erlich Yidden who are Mekel, and you are Mach, but you think what they're doing is a mistake. So you can't feed it to them. But, Stam, you know that they're Machlekes HaPaiskim, you want to be careful, you're Machmir. But not because you hold B'shita that they're making a mistake. So then he says, you could feed it to them. You could give it to them. Your wife is not bound by you. So Shach makes this distinction. There's a difference. When a person recognizes Elov Elo Dibir Kel Chayim, then it's fine. When a person feels that there's a mistake, someone's making being misled in halacha, then most of us are not on the level to feel that way.
You spoke about a case If it's a package, he has a store. And you have a package thing, and it says who the shelter is. He himself would not eat from that shelter. But...
So what do you think? Is it right to sell it? Is it right to sell it? I'll tell you the truth. The Kila Hechsher, there's something that I was voted out. There were two things. Everything else, everyone agreed with me. One of them was, there's certain products that we don't use. And we don't let our caterers use. And the product that was under discussion was Gabilas Knishes. Gabilas Knishes, the potatoes are Bishalakum. We don't allow it. What we do is when they make it for the flatbread for our Hechsher stores, they make it on a Monday morning. We send out a Mashgiach. It's, I think, here in Williamsburg. And they do a run fast. That's Special Yisrael. Gabila. Yeah, Gabila. It's a good company. It's nothing trade. But they're not Makbid. That's the policy that they're not Makbid. So we're Makbid. So then we got into this disagreement. Can we allow ShopSmart to put it in the freezer? Gabila's Knishes. You know, it has, maybe it's the
chavkeh.
It's not ours, the packaged stuff, we don't have a run. So I felt that if we feel it's a mistake, we shouldn't be letting it in the store. But the feeling was that if you sell things that have a hechsher on the package, people rely on the package. They don't rely on you. So I lost that one. Okay. You win some, you lose some.